Hello, and welcome to the video devotion series, The Character and Attributes of God. I'm Lori Mathewson, a facilitator with IT University and their assistant curriculum director. I'd like to invite you to spend a few minutes today with me thinking about the love of God. What comes to your mind when I mention the word love? Many people think of a Hollywood movie where boy meets girl, and they suddenly fall in love. Usually this love lasts only a short time before they suddenly realize that there are problems in the relationship that threaten the very foundations of the relationship. But invariably, the boy and girl conclude that life is not worth living without the other person, and they end up reuniting and living happily ever after. The trouble is that most of our personal stories don't really follow the story scripts of the movies, do they? We discover that in real life, the love we seek is so often conditioned upon our behavior or our ability to provide something the other person needs. Sometimes love is withdrawn suddenly, leaving us wondering why. Some of us would say that we don't remember experiencing real love. Perhaps our families of origin didn't function according to God's plan. Perhaps there was a parent missing, or perhaps the parent was there physically but not there emotionally. All of our stories are a little different, but we can all agree that we live in a broken world with broken people, and we're broken ourselves. And so it shouldn't be that surprising when we discover that the love that the world has to offer is a broken sort of love. So what can we say then for sure about love? What do we know to be true of love? We all want it. We all need it. Where can we find the love that we were designed to receive as humans? What a wonderful thing it is when we come to realize that the God who created us to want and need love, the God who created us for a relationship with himself, is a God of love. The Bible has a lot to say about the love of God. One theologian, Don Carson, in his book, The Difficult Doctrine of the Love of God, notes five different ways that the Bible speaks of the love of God. First, the Bible tells us of the love that exists within the Godhead. In his gospel, John speaks of this a number of times, telling us of the love shared by the Father and the Son. John tells us that Jesus obeyed his Father so that the world would know that he loved his Father. God wants us to know of the eternal love that is shared within the Trinity. This love is not simply a characteristic that God shows from time to time. This love is who God is. That's why we say that God is love. God's love is permanently existent. He has always been loving, and he will always be loving. God's love, therefore, is not like the love that we find in the world, which is so often conditional and can be revoked. God's love is eternal. It's a dependable love. God tells his own in both the Old and New Testaments that he will never leave us or forsake us. Second, the Bible tells us of God's providential love for all that he has made. When God created the world, he saw all that he had created and he called it good. In Matthew 6, Jesus points to the loving care that God shows for the birds of the air, which he faithfully feeds, and the flowers of the field, which he clothes with glory. God's love extends over his whole creation. Third, the Bible tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to die on a cross so that the sins of all who would come to him would be forgiven. God's love is so great, not because it covered such a big world, but because it covered such a wicked and rebellious world. I've never met anyone who claimed to be perfect. Have you? Whether we walk with God or not, we all know that we don't live up to a perfect standard. Romans 3:23 tells us this. that all people have fallen short of the glory of God. We were created to represent Him perfectly to His perfect world, and instead we have all turned away, and like sheep, we have gone astray. The amazing thing about God's love, though, is that in spite of our rebellion, God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Fourth, the Bible tells us of God's special, particular love for those He calls His own. In the Old Testament, we see the Lord telling Israel, through Moses, that He did not set His affection on them because they were special in any way, but because He loved them. The Apostle Paul says the same of the church in the New Testament, that God chose us in Christ before the creation of the world. He predestined us to be adopted as sons through Jesus Christ. God's love for His own is certain and steady and dependable, because it doesn't rest upon what we do, but upon what He has already done for us. Because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. How about you? Have you experienced God's special, particular love for those He calls His own? Do you know God as a loving Father? Perhaps it's hard for you to imagine God as a loving Father if your own earthly father was not a good father to you. Your heavenly Father is not like that. He is perfectly loving and perfectly compassionate, and He understands your need for loving care. After all, He designed you. In the book of Psalms, the psalmist tells us, "As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him." And Jesus Himself called us to Him, saying, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Come and know God as your loving Father if you don't already know Him. Did you hear that? He's gentle and humble of heart. Come and find rest in your loving Father. Fifth and finally, the Bible tells us of God's disciplining love. As a good parent will discipline a child to keep them on the right path, a path which is good and safe and healthy for them, in the same way God disciplines His children. That's right. God, our loving Father, expects our obedience. And when we disobey Him, we can be sure that He will discipline us, but for our own good, because He loves us. But we must not lose heart when the Lord rebukes us, because the Lord disciplines the one He loves, and He chastens everyone He accepts as His son. God reminds us of what is good and right and true and good for us, and He calls us back to Himself, where we will find love and life and everything we need to walk in righteousness as we were designed to do. We have seen then that God's love is multifaceted, like a diamond held up to a light that shines because of the many sides reflecting the light. God is love, eternal, unchanging, dependable love, a love which covers His creation, is extended to the whole world, and rests in a special way upon those who call Him Father and whom He disciplines in love for their benefit. I invite you now to call on God as your heavenly Father if you've never done so. The Bible says that all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Confess and believe today if you never have, and you will delight in calling God your heavenly Father. God is a God of love. Your heavenly Father invites you to come to Him in love.